Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Who dat? Who's there? Oh, it's the internet. Oh, welcome to season 85, episode 1 of the Daily Zaka, a production of iHeartRadio. Now, this is a podcast where we take the deepest of dives into America's old, nasty, rotten skull and figure out what is going on officially, you know, off the rip, how we say it. Fuck Coke Industries and fuck Fox News, because we see you. Yeah, what do we call that? Hate for profit racket.
Brave.
Yeah, well, look, it's Monday, June 3rd, right? Yep, yeah, it's Monday, June 3rd. Good, I'm time traveling. 2019, my name is Miles Gray, a.k.a. Okay.
Okay.
Hold on, let me get my zone. All right, Dre, hold on.
Begin.
I sit back with this stack of these tweets and this bag of this weed that gives me the ED that makes me the DZ on this. On this earth, this is birth. I've been cursed with this curse. Oh my gosh, I had to. There was a whole second half to that, but I'm not angry enough to do it. A thank you to Matt Dick, at Matt Dick, though, for that Eminem inspired AKA. And I am so honored to be joined as my guest co-host, because, you know, if you hear my voice, that means Jack is, he's up to something.
He's in prison.
Well, hold on. Now they heard your...
He's in prison!
Fine. No, I was trying to reveal that the guest host is none other than young Yami Lofty, Jamie Loftus herself, and let's hit her with that. Oh, here. Should I just go right into it?
No.
Here we go.
Yeah, let's do it. Okay. I'm so nervous. Wait, count me in.
3, 4.
I got the mics hard in the back. Hot takes are attached. Dog is matte black. Got the bangs that's black to match. Riding on a... Wait, oh no, I'm doing it wrong. Riding on a Zamboni.
Uh-huh.
You can whip your phony. I've been in the hacker. You can't bend up of that coder now. I lost it. Can't nobody Jamie Loftus. You can't Jamie Loftus.
Oh, that was for Ain't Nobody
Jamie Loftus. Yeah, it would have been really good.
You should. It should have been like
Jamie the
Ain't Man. Nobody rising bony.
Man, I don't. I was really excited for that, and I really shit the
you
bed.
You want another bite of the apple?
I don't know. I think I need help.
I feel like that was pretty tight, though. I'm gonna be real.
I lost.
That was very on brand for you.
Yeah, it fell apart in the middle, and I didn't save it.
It didn't fell apart. And
very
then
on brand.
But then you just embraced it, did your thing, and then they're like, you know, that there's something about that Jamie Loftus.
There's the way she fails is so beautiful. Yeah, that one is from at Shell Hoskins. I'm sorry, I absolutely ruined it.
No, you made it your
beautiful.
Own.
Beautiful.
I thought.
It was beautiful.
I'm ready to. I think we can expect to see you in the next BET Cypher.
Thank you so much.
Fresh, the double XL freshman class of 2020. Yeah. You're going to be, it's just you, one person, you and Lil Nas X.
It's just me. And I'll just fumble Lil Nas X's right. verses right after him to make him look better.
And then you will begin ghostwriting for him,
inevitably.
Yeah. Well,
let's
look over to our right and our left to see somebody in our third chair, our guest. Today.
Yes.
This is somebody who's come back a second time.
Yes.
And we liked him the first time. We're like, we should have him back again.
He's my friend.
He's your friend?
I'll be honest. He's my friend.
Well, please welcome, help me welcome the hilarious, the talented, the wise Eli Olsberg.
Ain't nobody Eli Olsberg.
See, that's how it should have gone.
I'm now going to listen every time I hear. First off, thank you guys for that lovely intro. You're both my friends. Mm-hmm, love you both.
Wow.
You're the wonderful. Yep. Nope. Super honored. And also honored to be on the season premiere of season 85.
Thank you so much. Wow. Yes. Big year. Big year.
How far we've come.
85 year many of my friends were born. 1985.
I was born in 1985.
Oh, shit. So this is perfect.
That's my favorite Bowling for Soup song, 1985. You guys know the guy from Bowling for Soup is the voice of Chuck E. Cheese now?
Oh, of course no, you know this. One, I did not know that. And two, between the time you said Chuck E. and Cheese, I was like, I thought it was Mark Hamill.
No.
Like for the new Chuck E. movie.
Oh, that would have. Oh,
could
no.
you imagine?
That would be great.
Yeah, I would have been so happy about it.
He just gets all the roles.
He really does, yeah.
Also, whenever I hear Old Town Road now, I am going to think, ain't nobody Jamie Loftus.
It's true.
Ain't nobody Lil Zamboni. You ain't Lil Zamboni.
Love it.
I guess we should just talk about what we're going to talk about.
Are we just going to start?
You know, I like to keep it loose.
Okay.
You know how I get down.
Miles is in charge today. I'm scared.
Oh, the substitute who smells like weed is teaching the class today. You saw it.
Did you ever substitute teach?
You know what's funny? That was like, as soon as I got done with college, 2007, and the economy was exploding.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? I need to go get that CBEST or whatever that test is for substitutes. Mm-hmm. I did that. Smashed it.
Yeah.
And right before I was going to begin doing that in earnest, I started getting into politics.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah. But, hey, I still got that shit.
I did. I substitute taught for, like, my first few months out of college. And I was teaching in Watertown, which mm-hmm. is, like, where a lot of the Boston bombing stuff happened.
Like, where the guy was hiding in the boat?
Yeah.
Watertown's in New York, right?
No, it's in
There's also a Watertown in Massachusetts? Because there's a Watertown in New York.
It's a bad name.
There's also one at Universal City.
It's a bad name.
Or that's Water World.
It is, yeah.
Water World. But I was teaching second graders, and they're like, today, you know, just teaching them about the 1 year anniversary of what happened. I was like, okay.
Oh, oof. You were tasked with that?
Yeah, a substitute. And I did not have to take a test to be a substitute teacher. They were just like, are you free?
They're like, you can read.
That's the requirements.
But I took it really seriously, and I like put together a lesson, and I went into the class, and they might have been older, like fifth grade, because I was like, okay, guys, a year ago today, something very serious happened. And then one kid in the back was just like, we know. And then I just gave up and I didn't do the lesson.
You bailed on the whole thing?
I put on like Remember the Titans. I got scared.
Wow. Yeah.
I was a TA for 1 week.
Uh-huh.
One class. No, two classes, actually. So it was 2 weeks. I was in grad school and one of the teachers was like, do you want to be a TA? And I was like, okay. And I was not a good TA. When two kids were talking, I was like, hey, stop. I literally just looked at them and stop. And then they were like super offended. Yeah, I know. That's why I was like, so I don't know if I'm not assertive enough where I was like, did I go like stop like in a very like, please? You know what I mean? Like, was stop. It a very, yeah, I went stop.
Did you say stop or did you say,
shut the fuck up? I should have said that. Big
you're
mistake.
Too empowered with that.
Yo, I got the new soundboard and you know I'm getting confused.
And then I remember I got a day job that was, I was like, yeah, I'm going to take that. And the teacher was like, no, you can't leave me. And I was like, Sorry. And then I just left. Yeah. And I don't miss it. That was at the turn of people being on their phones everywhere. Like it was right at that period. So it was.
What were you studying? What do you have? What's your master's degree in?
Well, I didn't finish.
Oh, hell yeah. I dropped
out because I wanted to do comedy.
Cool.
Yeah.
What would it have been?
It would have been in screenwriting.
Oh.
I had already just a real unique LA thing, you know.
You know, has a master's in screenwriting.
Is Caitlin.
Caitlin Durante, yeah.
Okay, I just want to make sure we all know that. Yeah. On the same page. Let's get back into what I think we're going to talk about. So first off, we found out Tiffany Haddish has a very interesting way to hear feedback after auditions, and I think it's perfect. And, you know, some of y'all casting directors should be ashamed. Yep. What else? Talking about, it's June now, Pride Month.
Mm-hmm.
So inevitably, a lot of Pride merch is being sold.
Brands.
So, yeah, we are going to look into a few things that look like, you know, actual worthwhile promotions of Pride Month, and others just seem like, you know, just opportunistic bullshit.
You proud to be queer? Have a cheeseburger, dummy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Love it.
Yeah, hey, gays like, you know, gays like sneakers, too.
Shoes. Just for straights anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
Line up at Supreme.
Yeah, line up at Supreme, exactly. All proceeds go to, what is it, the Supreme. Carlyle Group or whatever? Nasty
all proceeds go to shareholders. Yeah.
Then we're talking about, Trump had to pivot, obviously, because the Robert Mueller stuff got too real for him. So now he's just trying to make Mexico the new Russia. And we'll talk about how that's going. Not well. What else? Oh. We got to talk about the thing that exploded the internet on Friday, which was the revelation that Keanu Reeves might be old and alone and dusty.
He might have fallen, but we got to get him up. I've got a plan.
You've got a plan. Armed with many anecdotes. We're gonna explore this a little bit because they're
strapped.
It turns out this story was not quite fully sincere, but I don't think that changes anything about how we feel about him.
But it's in there's kernels of truth in it that that the public needs to know about.
Oh, 100%.
Yes.
And that's all we do here. We talk truth. And finally, we'll talk about the egg industry just really desperately telling us to eat more eggs, please. As well as, you know, Whitney Houston, her comeback. Because it's highly anticipated and three-dimensional.
Yeah.
So, before we do all that, Eli.
Yes.
Andale, mommy. Eli. Uh-oh. Tell us something about your search history that's revealing about who you are.
This was literally, when I was thinking about my search history, I was like, it was all populated with different types of OtterBox searches for the last 2 weeks. Because I got a new phone, and I've been obsessed with trying to get an OtterBox that didn't cost an arm and a leg.
Let's see your new phone. Oh, that's a phone. Wow. Damn. Oh, you already
it
got
sure
the box.
I got the box.
You got it. You got the box?
I got the box.
I got my box.
Are you a serial phone breaker?
No, but that's why I'm more obsessed with the box, because it hasn't happened
keep
yet.
Keep the streak alive,
And I feel like I'm putting it out. Most people are like, I don't want to jinx it. No, I'm manifesting it. That's why I'm saying it out loud. Not breaking any phones.
You're going to manifest a spirit of protection around your phone.
Yes.
I think that's good.
Yeah. And so
some might say your box is almost you indicating to the world that you are prepared for a drop.
Yes.
And you could be alternatively manifesting a drop as well.
Protecting.
I mean, it's a fine line.
It gets kind of complicated.
Yeah. It's layered, to say the least.
Yes.
I got one of those poppers on last week. I got a Jarritos popper.
Pop socket?
Yeah, a little pop socket.
Has it been? Here's the thing. I was going to get a pop socket. Sorry to start something with. Here's the thing. Here's the thing about pop sockets, folks.
Go off.
Go off.
Sorry. The OtterBox Stan has logged on.
Yeah.
Do you like it?
Here's the thing.
Do you like it? it's the first thing. It's the last thing I touch before I go to bed. The first thing I touch while I wake up. My little Jarritos pop socket.
When you take a selfie? Because that's when I was looking.
Oh, is that what it's for?
All the ads are like, you can grip the phone better, and I'm like, isn't it just to?
Wait, hold on.
What is this for?
Hold on. Why do you? Jamie, why do you have?
Yeah.
What do you think?
Sounds
it's
like an ASMR thing, but like for touch.
I thought it was like just something to fidget with.
Oh, yeah.
I thought you were just like, I'm nervous.
It's because phones are getting so big and our hands are not.
Yeah.
It just helped. You are holding that thing so incorrectly that I mean, they got a pop socket it's police like need to come and take you away.
How do I, like,
I think like
you're holding it like an air hockey thing.
Yeah.
How do you with your like how many fingers?
Put it between both fingers. I think that's if you're
How is that gonna help anything?
Well, yes. Just for one hand.
Okay.
Or if you want to hold it, you want to use it as a stand. If you want to watch something horizontal,
right? That's the big one.
Okay.
Yeah. That's what I thought it was exclusively
I
for.
Same.
Yeah.
It does.
Hold on, Jamie. Let me see you hold. Let me see you hold that thing the way you were holding it originally.
Yeah.
Okay. I am up. This photo will be on Twitter for you to see how Jamie's
obsessed
holding technique
with how you're holding it.
Okay. I'm learning. I'm learning.
Yeah. Yeah. So I thought about getting one, and I was like, I'm on the fence. And Jamie's like, you know what? I don't use it for the same reason everyone else does, but 5 stars out of 5.
Yeah.
Is that right?
It's basically a sex toy.
Those photos will not be on my Twitter. Yeah. Eli, what is something that's overrated?
Ordering foods off apps.
Oh, okay. Go on.
Wow.
Now tell me more.
Too expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Fair.
I would say 50% of the time it's right. Or by the time you get it, it's cold or soggy. Mm-hmm. And if it's wrong, or if they just straight up mess up the order, you have to like order all over. You can lose like 2 hours time.
Oh, yeah. You could.
So big, but I understand for some people it's convenient. For other people, money is not an issue. I'd love to be in their shoes.
Yeah.
I feel like it is a flex sometimes when people are like, you want me to just order something on Postmates? I'm like, oh, so that's where you are in your life.
Exactly. The casualness about it. They're like, why don't we just order in? And I don't know. I've never been able to just casually think about it.
But it doesn't always mean you're doing well. You could just be fucking just reckless and careless with your money.
That's true. Because sometimes, like, I don't know. I've been at friends' houses and they're like, do you want to order Taco Bell to the house? I was like, why?
No.
Also,
I can get on board with Postmates and shit like that in certain contexts. Fucking fast food, no.
Yeah.
Never.
And also fast food, like going there, I don't know, there's something tactile about it. Like going and doing it is part of the fun. Even going through the drive-thru though.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. Like going through there, I don't know, there's something about it that makes me feel connected
to
humanity.
They know my Taco Bell because I pull up and I go, ooh, ooh, and they already know, make the custom Mexi melts. And then maybe, you know, the caramel apple empanada, but that's been discontinued in some places, as I've heard. What is something that is underrated?
Sweet and Low.
What?
Jeez. Every place in LA, I did not expect to get attacked on this one.
I'm sorry.
You're not getting attacked. I'm just disgusted.
You're just
not
wrong.
With you. With the idea of you.
I honestly, I'm glad that this is a fun hill for you to choose to die on. Because you are wrong.
This is one of those things I'm okay with being canceled about. You know what? I'm going to cancel myself on this one.
Okay,
love,
we'll put a
poll
out on Twitter. Should Eli be canceled over this? Let's finish
your
take.
Argument,
Okay. Equal, Splenda, Truvia, Stevia, disgusting. Just pure garbage.
You know what? I agree with that.
You so far?
So Sweet and Low is the only one I can tolerate. I'm an iced tea drinker. Don't drink anything warm. Sugar is not going to melt in there. It's just going to the bottom.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
So I have to pick one. Sweet and Low tastes so good, and every place in Los Angeles just seems to be zeroing it out. Starbucks has Equals version of Sweet and Low.
I feel like Sweet and Low is associated with boomers or worse, people who are basically dead.
Because it was the like original fake sugar or the one as a kid, I remember when it used to just be like white packets of sugar or pink packets of Sweet and Low.
That's all.
And now there's white, yellow,
blue,
green, blue, fucking fuchsia.
And all of them.
Brown. I like the brown.
Oh yeah. Sugar in the raw.
But that's, does that melt?
No.
That's the problem.
That's for the hot.
Raw.
You know what I like in Japan and other places too? They just have the syrup.
Yeah,
gum syrup,
I can't.
As we call it.
Oh, that's
But that's just sugar water. What's wrong with that? It's like simple
syrup.
I don't
know. It's not the same. It's not the same.
Would you prefer sugar if it melted over Sweet and Low, or you're just
probably?
You have a shirt on that if we pulled up the Pantone number, I believe would just be Sweet and Low, and you got the sweetener tea on.
Yep,
this feels very on brand for you.
Not a coincidence.
Are you promoting?
Yeah,
I'm here to promote a couple things, guys. Okay. Here to tell you, Sweet and Low's only carried at 2 places right now that I frequent.
Where?
You're gonna love this one, Jamie. Okay. Duncan.
Oh, good. I mean, they do not discriminate.
She's back.
Yeah.
Yep.
She's okay. I'm coming back.
And then Chipotle has it.
Oh.
It's weird. Chipotle only has like regular sugar and Sweet and Low, nothing else.
When I think of Sweet and Low, I think of my great aunt Mary just stealing fistfuls of it in, like anywhere at Friendly's.
Look, I've had to grab it before. I one time went across the street to a Starbucks, grabbed one, and so I could put my coffee bean iced tea have sweet and low in it.
Wow.
Wow.
Straight up. Yep, done it. No one stopped me.
Only in LA, baby.
Only in LA. Yeah. Only in by LA. Eli.
It's so because what Sweet and Low is has saccharin. I think that's
pure saccharin.
And I remember back in the day, like, cause cancer, and then people were like, that study was all fucked up, and now we're back to sac.
And also, I think Equal and Splenda have
aspartame.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Aspartame, which is actually worse for you.
Aspartame. Yes.
Which is worse for you.
Sounds like a Lord of the Rings name.
Aspartame.
Aspartame.
Aspartame. The Shield Lord.
No.
Okay, cool. So we got that
done.
Is
it cool, though? I feel like there's a lot of tension in the room.
No. Okay. I mean, I guess, you know.
It is gross.
I'm less angry about it now.
They have it at Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah. You got her with Dunkin', and you got me when you just basically said, all the mother shits are trash because they are trash.
Yeah.
Because that fake shit just does not taste right.
Splenda to me tastes like metal. I don't know. I literally was drinking my iced tea. I'm like, what is this metallic taste?
I wouldn't
in my
have
mouth?
Some yeah. kind of exam if that's coming off as metal tea.
That may in fact be a stroke.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, finally, Eli, what is a myth? What's something that I always mess up the wording of this, but you know, what's some shit that people be getting wrong and you're like, no, that's not it.
You can watch.
That's right.
I think
it's
how Jack said.
What's the current tips about sleeping? Is like people say that don't have like lights on. You know, like don't have certain like don't have your phone screen in your face. Sure, but you can watch TV and pass out. I was talking to someone about this. Like, hey, you shouldn't even be watching TV. I'm like, yeah, if the TV's 20 feet away from you, I do it every night.
It's
sleep like
the
a baby.
Blue light.
I guess.
I know that's why like a lot of people like to do that night shift.
Right.
Or like I have the thing on my computer too that'll phase out the blue light.
I put on a timer on my TV when I go. When
that's
I
what
go
I do.
To sleep. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So your myth is that's bullshit because you sleep with the TV on all the fucking time.
Yeah, I can fall asleep watching TV. It's not 5 feet from my face, but it's still like I can sleep and I sleep like a baby. It's not like fucking up my sleep.
Does the TV like does what's happening on the TV ever like seep into your dreams? Because that does happen to me every once in a while. Like I'll be falling asleep and I'll think I'm still watching TV, but I'm sort of in my feelings about something sad.
Yeah. It only happens if it's something I've never watched before, so I exclusively don't do that anymore. I'll just watch comfort food to go to bed. Or if it is something that I haven't seen before, it's got to be pretty harmless. I can't even think of a good example right now. But like, you know what? I didn't really watch Friends growing up. Mm-hmm. If that's on TV, that's fine. I can fall asleep to it. I don't typically because now I watch it and I'm like, is this a good show? I might get canceled for that one. But
I listened to
it's up to you. You know, Friends is you know
it's
all depends.
For me. It's not, but I listen to ASMR to go to sleep, or there's this YouTube channel about the history of roller coasters. Put that shit on when I'm going to sleep.
Do you wait on YouTube, you said?
Yeah.
That's probably how Sunny got red-pilled.
I know,
because left
I just
that shit running, and then eventually it was like...
He wakes up and is like, you know, throw your votes in the trash. Like, take on the identity of someone who's been dead.
They're obsessed with Sunny's Instagram. Obsessed.
Thank you. He just hit 4K. Not 4K, 2K. But let's
okay,
put
whoa.
It out there.
Way to lie.
We're manifesting on this episode.
Let's put it out there.
let's get into the story, I guess. Now, there was a recent article. I guess it was like what Hollywood Reporter did a roundtable. Is that who it was?
They did. It was the Queens of Comedy issue.
And who are the Queens of Comedy?
Here they are. Jane Fonda.
Okay.
Regina Hall.
Okay.
Maya Rudolph.
Yep.
Phoebe Waller-Bridge,
mm-hmm.
Natasha Lyonne,
yeah, okay.
Alex Borstein,
yep.
and Tiffany Haddish.
Yes.
Yes.
And they were just talking, you know, their secrets, their experiences, their mm-hmm. lives. That's actually a really good roundtable.
Yeah.
And Tiffany Haddish, though, had a very interesting anecdote because she was talking about something she used to do in auditions because she wanted to get honest feedback because she just didn't believe what she was hearing.
It's brilliant.
It's
yeah.
brilliant. Peep this clip.
You know what I would do? I would put my phone on voice memo, put it in my bag. I do the audition, walk out the room, leave my bag.
You're nasty.
Oh, look at you.
Really? What would you hear?
Come back, be like, oh, I forgot my purse in there. Get my purse.
But you've actually done that.
Get in the car, then.
Let me look under the table.
Wait, wait, and what would you hear?
You can't do it anymore.
She's
not as urban as I thought she would be.
I knew that was the word, yeah. That's the word I don't want to hear.
Or they would be like, she's so ghetto, I just can't. Her boobs aren't big enough. But I really think we should just go with a white girl. She's not, this role should be changed to white. If her hair was
wait,
gone
how many
better,
rooms did you leave it in?
A lot. It was like my MO.
Hey, why not?
That, yeah. I mean
but also
smart,
like,
but also devastating.
Yeah, and that's just such an indictment on why there's such a little representation in film.
Yep.
Where you have people, the gatekeepers are like,
well, because it's like, yeah, who are in those rooms most of the time that you're leaving your phone
right
back there? Yeah.
Yeah.
And that that is like, that's also the person who's probably saying that is like a corporate drone. That's what's so frustrating about all of this. Like, this isn't a person who gives a shit about the movie or the TV, whatever they're doing. They're
the
just
art,
like, this product. That is literally what they're thinking in their head. And then there's a filter that goes, call product movie. Or a product TV show.
And unrelated, they're almost always ugly as fuck.
Yes.
Whoa.
Agreed. They look like shit, and then you leave the room, and then they call you, like, weird looking. I'm like,
it's like, buddy, this is why you're on that end of the equation.
Wow.
Yeah.
Shots fired.
I am with Jamie Loftus on this one. Nobody Jamie Loftus.
There are some fun, I mean, like, getting direct feedback after an audition, I mean, Tiffany Haddish is stronger than I am, because I've gotten direct feedback and I was like, oh, fuck. Right. And then I got to, you know.
You're like, I got to go to Dunkin' now.
I was like, I got to go off the grid for a couple of days.
And people are always like, they're always like, the casting process is not personal. That sounds pretty fucking personal.
It's extremely personal.
Oh, she's so ghetto. I just can't.
Yeah.
It's extremely personal. It's like a nonstop personal attack.
It's so crazy. They're like, yeah, no, it's not personal. It's just the business.
It's not personal. Your boobs are just all weird and small. Please go, you're ghetto.
Yeah, get the fuck out
of
here.
And they're like, I'm sorry, how am I supposed to take that?
It's not personal. Fuck off.
Yeah. It's not personal. You'll never work again.
Someday someone is going to be looking for a girl with a light mustache, and then that's when I'm really going to shine.
Oh. You know what? We got to make our own opportunities.
Wait. Yeah. A24. Get down here.
This year, women with mustaches are going to be able to vote.
I can feel it.
I can feel it.
Also, if you want to ruin some friendships, use Tiffany Haddish's voice memo technique and leave some shit after you leave a group. Like,
terrifying.
You know what I mean? And come back. I'm like, oh, I forgot my purse. Then you listen back. They're like, ugh. Jamie always thinks she's always like, she's trying to be funny.
Holy shit. I left. I like recorded a show I did, like a full hour show about a year ago. And I left, like, the camera was behind two audience members that I didn't know. And like at the end of the tape, I won't say which show it was, but it was like they were like, huh. That was okay. Like, I was like,
ah!
Like,
ouch. That was
devastating.
I don't think their brains were robust enough to handle your comedy.
Okay. I'm just galaxy braining over here. I don't even know how to use a fucking Haruto's,
Haruto's pop socket.
Saying it's okay is, like, worse than bad.
Yeah.
I don't know. No, not really. But I don't know. Just something about hearing, like, okay. It's like this weird thing that it didn't even.
It's so vague. You don't quite. Yeah, it's like, well, please.
I didn't get anything.
Elaborate.
Yeah. Right. It's like, what can I do to improve?
Right. Exactly.
But this, I mean, the Tiffany Haddish comments especially are, like, so pointed. And
oh, yeah.
Like, ugh. Ugh.
Well, hey, you know.
At least she's in everything now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And now she's.
Exactly.
And I bet, oh, God. I hope she goes in to see some of these casting directors and be like, I saw that video. And they're like, it was you.
Yeah.
I remember. Just so you know. And this will be your last job.
And they're, yeah.
Dun, dun, dun. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We will be right back. You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Me. Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
And we are back. Whew. Now, it's June. It's Pride Month. Shout out to all LGBTQIA plus people out there, all Zeit Gang, all y'all. Which means, look, when we see Pride Month, we see a lot of great events, mm-hmm. a lot of notable things happening, and we all see a lot of merchandise. Mm-hmm. Now, our writer Jan McNabb has gone through some things and tried to read between the lines to see some of the decent mm-hmm. Merch that's out there mm-hmm. and some things that are just straight up fucking cynical cash grabs.
I am excited for this. I love when the brands try to participate.
It's my favorite. It's
okay, great. So up first, Marks and Spencer, the English supermarket chain, they had a sandwich called the LGBT. Lettuce, guac, bacon, and tomato.
Oh my God.
And they, look, they had a lot of people fucking pressed. They were tight on Twitter when they saw this because it's like, one was perfect. There's a tweet that just has the photo of this on display and says, Marks and Spencer threw the first artisanal sandwich at Stonewall.
Are they giving any money to anyone?
That's the thing. So when you look at it, there's nothing on there aside from a rainbow flag and LGBTQ plus, and just the design of the package.
Yeah,
that's all it says.
So there's like,
nothing.
The sandwich is queer. What more do you want?
Yeah, exactly. Hi, we've reduced you to a sandwich. This is you.
What a dream.
Hey, all my lettuce, guac, bacon, and tomatoes out there.
Are you questioning what to put on this bread?
It's lettuce, bacon, tomato, quinoa. What could be an I food?
Ice.
Iceberg lettuce. I mean, that's twice lettuce.
Oh,
but,
boy.
You know.
Okay, this is why we don't work for Marks and Spencer. But anyway, so at first, there wasn't anything indicated on the packaging anywhere on the sandwich. And now Marks and Spencer claim that they had made donations to a charity. But how much? You never knew that. You know, a lot of people were just like, this doesn't make sense. But it seems like this is a tactic a lot of places are using mm-hmm. that are just mm-hmm. saying like, oh, we give to charities.
Yeah.
So that's why we can just exploit this mm-hmm. because we gave a little bit of money. Like, and I'm sorry, 10,000 pounds is not enough. I'm sure you made more than 10,000 pounds on selling these sandwiches.
It is like, it is a false, like when you do something like make a weird sandwich for Pride Month, you are like leading people to believe that it is for something other than just giving money
sheer
to
profit.
Your business.
Which, by the way, all the people who bought them were just straight people that are like, oh, I'm participating.
Yeah, right.
I'm an ally.
Exactly. Oh, God. Oh, people holding it, they're like, don't say I wasn't an ally. Yeah. I got this sandwich. Also, Starbucks, they have a little thing. They have a Pride-branded love tumbler. And again, there isn't any indication of like where the money goes. But Starbucks, credit to them as a company, has a very good record with LGBTQIA plus people that work for them. Like, whether it's medical benefits. Mm-hmm. And they also pay for, I think, subsidized for gender reassignment.
Yeah, and if you're part-time, I think you get benefits, too.
Yeah.
The only
time Starbucks misstepped was when they switched Sweet and Low to Equal Sweet and Low. That's my only problem with Starbucks.
Other than that. Blasphemy.
Where were we?
Where were we? Howard Schultz is spinning in his early grave. Now, yeah, so I guess, you know, Starbucks, I think we can, I think they're okay on that
one.
I guess, are we okay? Where are we falling
out? That's one of the better ones. Yeah, yeah, I mean, it's like if they have an actual.
They're doing right by people.
Exactly. Yeah. I think that that's a good one.
Like, we're the fucking adjudicators of this right now.
Actually, we get to decide.
Yeah. This triumvirate of nobodies will then decide. Okay, also, Target, they have fucking everything.
They do.
Fucking Pride-branded line of clothing, t-shirts, tank tops, swimwears, flip-flops, accessories, jumpsuits, razors, everything. Mouthwash.
They'll take it all.
Fucking mouthwash.
Yep. They have Pride mouthwash?
Yes.
What?
Yeah, I don't... Look.
Something about that is real off.
I don't know what
word.
I think, yes. It's just... it just must be the labeling. That's all any of these things are. But again, this one, according to the website, they're just sort of like, we've already donated $100,000 to an organization that aims to end bullying and discrimination in schools based on gender identity and sexual orientation.
Now get all this stuff.
Didn't also, like, a few years ago, they get in trouble for donating to, like, anti-LGBTQ? Like, they were in hot water.
Sure.
People were like, then the big thing was like, well, we can't protest Target. A lot of people were having a hard time because, like, I can't shop anywhere else. I live in the middle of nowhere.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, it's either that or Walmart. So it's like picking the worst.
Oh, yeah. Target to stop funding anti-gay groups.
Yeah.
So when was this? 8 years ago?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. So they've, I guess, done a, not a 180, maybe like a 80.
Yeah. A 75, 80. That's a good...
We'll call it a 90.
Yeah.
But yeah, again, so this whole thing of like just saying like, well, we donated $100,000, I think is not very sincere in the sense that when you think about whatever these profit margins are, I think it pales in comparison to the volume of sales they would do if they just said, hi, how about 30% of everything you buy is going to something? Half, all, whatever.
Right.
I mean, really, it should be all.
Yeah.
I don't see, I mean, unless the sale of this is funding some other thing that is an organization that is already doing good, it's kind of interesting to sort of pride wash your business like that.
Yeah, I think there should be some sort of like general policy in place of like if you're going to co-opt something like Pride Month, like, and that's not even a bad thing. It means, you know, in a general sense that this is something that the general public is amenable to, that it is something that makes your business look better for participating in.
Yeah.
So like, even when businesses fucking suck, I'm glad that it is advantageous to be participating, but there should be some sort of guideline of like, if you're going to do that, it cannot be a transparent cash grab.
Right.
There has to be something.
Welcome to capitalism. But they are selling Harry's razors, and the Harry's razors that they're selling through Target for Pride, all of those proceeds go to the Trevor Project. So, you did one out of maybe 100 items.
I'm going to put that one on Harry's razors as doing the right thing.
Yeah,
not on Target.
Right, not Target.
Yeah.
Unless, does Target own Harry's razors? I'm pretty sure they're their own thing.
Yeah, they're their own thing, I think.
But you know who is surprisingly has a good track record, it seems?
Who?
Bud Light.
Wow.
Bud Light apparently has been...
Nice.
Okay, so they have their cans... Now, I don't know.
I've seen them.
I was 2 seconds behind you on that.
You
I was
know
like,
them, you love them.
Yeah.
A Bud Light
ketchup,
can.
Ketchup. Now, for Bud Light, $1 from each case goes to GLAAD. And they seem pretty happy. Like, even in their press release, GLAAD is saying, in 2 decades of partnering with GLAAD, Bud Light hasn't let the gay community down. And makers of the light beer still haven't had their fill of equality. Okay.
Thank you, Bud Light.
How the
wow. Wow. The pee-pee beer.
Queer icon, Bud Light.
That is so...
Dilly fucking dilly.
Yep.
All right.
Who else? IKEA.
IKEA.
They have a rainbow bag.
Okay.
And that one, 100% of the proceeds go to the HRC, Human Rights Campaign.
Okay, what about the like their hot dog profits and the meatball?
Hey, yeah,
come on. What about the good? They got good potatoes. If they should donate some of their food profits to something, because I eat $500 worth of meatballs there.
You do?
Oh,
also?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, how did I not know this about you?
No, I really.
You know,
love,
my favorite thing.
I used to work in Burbank. I go to IKEA.
I used to
for
work
lunch.
In Burbank also, and I used to go to IKEA for lunch.
Oh my God.
When I worked at Power 106, where hip hop lives. Right down
they're
Olive.
They're in Burbank?
Yeah, they're on. Ah. They're Burbank. Yeah, very hip hop. but like, yeah, oh my, I would go there all the time. I would drag people like, yo, we got to get
so
the meatballs.
Good.
And no. I had jury duty there in Burbank. And I went to the new one when it opened up. And their food court was not ready yet. And it was devastating.
No.
Wow.
I would, yeah, it was like a 20-minute walk from when I was working at Robot Chicken. And you would, I would like go and get just like a bucket of meatballs and just bring it back and just munch on them all damn day.
You ever buy the frozen ones? To make it home?
No.
They're all right.
I'm a coward.
There's something about
I didn't know that you could buy them at the store,
yeah,
like frozen.
You get the gravy, too,
it's
and the packets.
Popular.
Poppy,
it's
they
good.
Got it.
It's weird. That's like buying frozen TGI Fridays food. You know what I mean? Like,
sure.
Even though it's probably the same thing.
Well, I guess things that are deep fried that are frozen, like, unless you're bringing that shit back to life in a deep fryer.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Miss
that's
me with
different.
That.
Yeah.
That's the difference.
I feel like I've had pierogies there. Is that wrong?
At IKEA?
Yeah. Maybe I'm wrong.
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe it's a regional thing.
They should give some of their food profits to the queer community.
okay. Let's talk about some fuckery, though.
Okay.
The Trump campaign. They are also selling Pride merchandise with a watercolor rainbow flag on the front that says LGBTQ for Trump. Now, buy this shirt and get 20% off. And all of the proceeds go right into Donald Trump's pocket.
No, and amazing. They're on sale because perhaps they're not a very popular sale for the store.
No, and also because, I mean, think about his record with LGBTQ people. What the fuck? I mean, it's almost, it's absurd to even fucking sell that shit. It's not like he's even trying to act like this is going anywhere else except for the campaign coffers. Yep. But when you look at everything else that's been going on and like nixing the protections of like trans homeless people who cannot get into shelters and things like that.
Yeah.
Whatever. I could start sweating, but
I mean, it's not, too cold. Not surprising at all. Fortunately, I cannot imagine many of these are being sold.
No.
Yeah.
No. No.
So,
But what's funny is a lot of the candidates are also selling Pride merchandise. But it seems like all of their merchandise is also going to their campaigns.
There's
a Kamala Pride shirt straight to the campaign. Old Obama's grandpa Joe Biden. Pride tank top straight to the campaign.
Yeah.
Elizabeth Warren. Straight to the campaign. Bernie Sanders, straight to the campaign. Beto O'Rourke, straight to the campaign.
What about Pete?
Ah.
Ooh.
Well, he has some shirts that commemorate the 50th anniversary, and he's donating the proceeds from that merch to, as it says on the website, organizations working to advance the rights of transgender people across America.
Okay, Pete.
All right. So, yeah. Pete, hey, Pete.
I mean, like, honestly, why all of these candidates, if you're going to do that, right? You'd imagine the platforms you're running on, you wouldn't want to, like, if I was at a town hall, I'd be like, how come all your Pride merchandise goes to your campaign?
Yeah.
Like, I get that you're trying to say my campaign is representative of people, right. And you can indicate that, but fuck, just put a percentage of that.
Yeah.
It's such bad, like, aside from being selfish and bad, it is just, it's also bad optics, like, for all these candidates that,
especially really progressive candidates.
Position themselves as,
How has none of them fucking done that? It's absurd to me.
Like 10%?
Yeah.
20%?
Yeah.
I mean, I get that. Look, you don't want to take a loss on it. So figure out what it is, whatever your, cover your cost, you know, and then whatever, and build that into your price. And then everything else, just donate that.
Here's the thing. None of these candidates are poor.
I wonder.
That's what's crazy. Like, none of them are like, I can't eat the cost because then I can't feed my family.
Yeah, or why don't you go to Pride events, print up a bunch for free, and just give them away?
Right.
Right.
Don't charge people for them.
Agreed. 1,000%.
Or I don't know if it's that there's maybe some kind of campaign finance law that, no, that can't be because Pete's are going to.
Yeah, it's like, because if Mayor Pete can do it, then why wouldn't anyone else?
And
be
that
able
dude
to?
Is not even a progressive.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, that's
like. But he gets it, at least. I mean, he gets that much.
Yeah.
Good for y'all, though.
Good job, everyone.
Yep.
Yeah. So I guess Bud Light and IKEA.
Yo, Bud Light. Yeah, Bud Light and Harry's Razors.
Dude,
for president.
Bud Light, IKEA 2020.
IKEA 2020.
Before, what it was, is Sky Tic Tac 2020?
Sky Tic Tac, Snake Flag 2020.
Snake Flag, Sneck Flag.
Snake Flag.
But now it's going to be Bud Light, IKEA 2020.
Bud Light would be a very chill president.
Bud Light... I don't know. Bud Light is also petty.
Bud Light would cut back on arts programs.
Because remember, Bud Light, wasn't Bud Light coming out with the they use corn syrup?
Yep.
Shit. And the judge told him to knock that shit off. Mm-hmm. They actually just got told in court that they have to stop doing that shit.
Fashion would suffer. Under a Bud Light presidency.
Yes.
But
everything would be all over print.
VPs would be reinvented by VP IKEA.
That's true.
Oh, yeah.
Be a totally different ballgame.
Very minimal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I feel like food would be a human right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know? Anyway, let's not create their platform for them.
But if you can, please vote Bud Light IKEA 2020.
Bud Light IKEA snake flag.
Yeah. Please stop the policy.
Really quickly, Mexico. Yes. Now, Donald Trump said, like, on Thursday, he's like, I'm going to have a real dramatic announcement. I'm going to do something really dramatic having to do with the southern border. I'm going to announce it. I thought he was going to be like, we're declaring war on Mexico or some shit like that.
Yeah.
No, it's just another fucking trade war. Because now he's basically hitting every Mexican product that is crossing the border with a 5% tariff starting June 1st on all goods imported from Mexico.
Oh, my God.
And then it goes on to say that Trump would carry out this threat, quote, under authority from the International Emergency Economic Powers Act, and that he would lift tariffs only if the illegal immigration crisis is alleviated through effective actions taken by Mexico. First of all, Mexico is not the reason why this is happening.
No.
Take a look at all the fucking regime change wars that were going on, all the puppet governments the United States was installing in the fucking 70s and 80s. That completely destabilize these places. We have no interest in helping them, only to exploit cheap labor. And we've created places that are very hard for people to live in. So they are trying to move to somewhere for safety. How about we look at it from that place first? But of course, the nuance is lost and history is lost on this president.
He's just like doubling down to keep his base loyal.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Not to mention, this is a crisis he completely created.
Yeah.
We very much can take people into this country who are seeking asylum.
Absolutely.
He seems to not have a problem exploiting their labor at his golf clubs. So this is just a very disingenuous bullshit distraction because tidbit of news, Maggie Haberman, the Trump whisperer, she was on CNN saying that basically Trump reacted so erratically to the Mueller press conference because he didn't read the report and had only just gone off what Fox News and those William Barr press conferences were.
Yep.
Never read a word. And then so when he saw Robert Mueller say that shit on TV, like, I believe the president did that, he was like, what the fuck?
By the way,
that's what the report says.
He said that? Oh my God, like, we got to start another trade war.
Yeah.
We got to change the narrative.
Well, because,
this is everything with him is just like a changing of the narrative of something horrible.
Yes, and this is exactly what his supporters are like. He's like me. He doesn't have to do all his homework. He just waits until the news reports. Yeah. He watches Fox News just like I do.
Exactly.
That's so fucking wild.
And now that's why he's trying to do this whole thing of like recontextualizing the crisis he created at the border as somehow being Mexico's fault.
Yeah,
so to get the base to be like, yeah, fuck yeah, let's fucking stick it to Mexico. However, just like with the Chinese tariffs, we are fucking paying for that.
Yeah.
Not Mexico.
Of course.
It's not like, again, in his weird fucking whatever mind of his.
Lizard head.
Yeah. I'm out of things to call this person.
Yeah, it's like crazy.
This and it's human piece of detritus that he believes that somehow putting tariffs on these goods means that the Treasury Department is somehow just their bank accounts are filling up. Like, he's been like, yo, Mexico, Venmo me $3 billion real quick
for
all this shit you owe me.
He doesn't understand how government works.
He doesn't understand even how business works.
This is his second trade war of this year.
I mean, when many more to come, I'm sure.
Yeah.
This funny thing is Chuck Grassley couldn't even get behind it. Normally, he loves everything he does. And again, Chuck Grassley's only saying things because he won't do anything substantive about it. But he said trade policy and border security are separate issues. This is a misuse of presidential tariff authority and counter to congressional and
Hi, you got a lot of different old man voices.
Yeah, I hang out at a lot of Denny's.
Yeah.
So that's all I hear.
I heard one no dentures, one with dentures.
One of them, there's no dentures, it's more like this. And you're going to get a little bit more. Can I get a spoon to eat this?
That is incredible.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Grassley, for coming in today.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. So again, this is just more distraction that is throwing everything into disarray. Then, you know, they're trying to do trade deals with Mexico and Canada. That shit ain't going to happen when you're doing this bullshit.
Mm-mm.
So anyway, Trump, please just go away. Is that good? Does that make sense? If I just say that, are all our problems solved in this country? Did I solve systemic racism?
Yeah.
By saying Trump, go away.
Please just go away. Yeah.
My favorite kind of Twitter warrior.
Trump, yeah.
just stop.
Trump, that'll solve it.
Can you just take the L?
Yeah.
Can you please just take the L,
take the
Trump?
L train and get out of here.
Nothing is funny anymore.
Well, yeah, and we've really gotten to this like full on dystopia now, like nightmare. We have people self immolating in DC.
Yeah.
Barely a splash of like, hi, this person had
lost their fucking.
Yeah. And it's not even a euphemism. They literally self immolated.
Yeah, it was self immolation, which, I mean, that is significant.
Yes.
And that, people used to be like, oh my God. But again, it's just, we'll just chalk it up to another, you know.
The last time that got any kind of press was literally a Rage Against the Machine album cover.
Right.
From a famous old picture.
Which my dad, I remember when we first saw that album cover at a record store. We were like looking through things, and he had never heard of Rage, and he saw that album. He was like, "What was this?" it's like the Rage album, and he's like, "All right, I'm buying this."
Whoa.
And I was like, "Whoa!" And at the time, I didn't get what was going on. I was like, "Why?" And he's like, "Man," I was like, "You know, I was really against the Vietnam War," and he's like, "He's telling me about the history of like those sort of protests," and he's like, "Man," he's like, "This band is probably onto something," and I was like.
I love Little that your dad know. Might be a Rage Against the Machine fan.
Yeah. Rage boomer.
Yeah. One of my first concerts was Rage Against the Machine co-headlining with Wu-Tang Clan and Atari Teenage Riot.
What was that, like Rock the Bells or something?
No, that was just literally Rage Against the Machine, Wu-Tang Clan. This was right after, what was this?
9/11?
Yeah, the day after. No, it was 97.
Wow.
Yeah, that was one of the first concerts I ever went to. My mom took me. What a cool mom, huh? Yeah. Shout out to my mom.
Did your mom, where did she hang out? Was she with you?
Yeah.
And she was like, yeah, let's rally around their family. With a pocket full of shells. She's like, yeah, man, Bulls on Parade is my shit. We were like, play bomb track.
It was pouring that day. Everyone was like covered in mud. It was so fucking wild. And she survived.
How did she, what was the car ride back? Like,
oh, she just was, I mean, it was just perfectly normal. We were just like, she just wanted to make sure I wasn't going to catch a cold from the rain and the wind. That was all. She was just being
mom.
There's like a mosh pit forming, and she's like, comes in, like, I'm sorry, Eli.
Well, this is,
This is my son.
Don't hurt him.
Be careful.
Mohawk guy, I'm watching
that's
you.
Yeah, that's actually not that far off. She's just like, careful, everybody.
Careful, everybody. I'm his mother, and I'm right next to you.
I mean, that was one of the craziest concerts in an amphitheater because they were huge at that point. This was like peak Evil Empire. And why am I blank? Was Wu-Tang Forever the second album?
Wu-Tang Forever was second album. That's when they were promoting. Came out in 1997 or 1996, actually. So that is perfect timing.
Yep. And also, if for people listening don't know, one of my favorite bands was the opener, which was Atari Teenage Riot, which is like this insane digital hardcore band.
Yeah.
So literally for 3 hours, it was just pure fucking
bliss.
Yeah.
Bliss decks.
Everybody, back then they didn't say it, but back then everybody was going off.
Yeah.
Oh, that's wow.
Yeah.
They're going off in the comments.
We have a time traveler in our midst. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet.
BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Me. Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
And we're back. And we just need to talk about something that was very personal to me.
This is the news I'm here for.
When everyone read this simple just excerpt from an interview that Keanu Reeves had done with, I believe, a Malaysian website.
Right.
It had the internet aflutter. And this is just, the name of the article was like, Keanu Reeves is a lonely guy.
Yeah. Like, which, first of all, I'm hooked.
Listen to this line.
Same.
Listen to this and imagine Keanu Reeves saying it. You mean romantic love? You know, I'm the lonely guy. I don't have anyone in my life. But if it does occur, I would respect and love the other person. Hopefully it'll happen for me.
Wow. He's not like the other
boys. Oh, my God.
He's not like the other boys.
I would respect and love. That, I'm wet reading this.
Okay.
No, because I urinated myself.
My pants.
Well, I drink a lot of coffee.
I
came.
Yeah.
Good.
Everyone gets horny reading this.
Yeah.
I'm horny for it because I feel like he sounds like such a sweet man who deserves love and he's not getting it.
And there's been other celebrities who have tried to pull the quote unquote lonely guy line.
By who?
But Jake Gyllenhaal is always doing it. And I'm just like, maybe you just can't be loved. Like he's always just like, I want to
stop being creepy
single.
In your movies.
Yeah.
I saw Nightcrawler.
I love Nightcrawler. But
would you fuck Nightcrawler Jake Gyllenhaal?
No, okay. He's a dirty man.
He's playing now a guy called Mysterio. Like, come on.
But with Keanu, it really, like, his history backs up the lonely guy comic.
The memes, everything.
Yeah.
One thing I do have to say before we get into this, I'm sure people are tearing their hair out listening to this, is that this is actually fake. This comment did not happen. His spokesperson came out, was like a publicist, and was like, this is pieced together. It says, quote, this interview did not happen. This was pieced together from several interviews, and the majority of these questions were not asked nor answered. They are fabricated.
Right. So, which, fair.
But however, it doesn't change anything in my mind, because if
it fits with the brand.
Yeah. It fits his brand. And also, I believe Keanu deserves love.
And he is currently single. If you haven't read Keanu Reeves's full Wikipedia page, it is a stirring read. He has had a fascinating life.
Truly.
It just, like, some of it is truly very sad.
Yeah. Really?
He's been through a lot of stuff. And he has this reputation now, and I have some collected anecdotes, of being a very eccentric, friendly, kind person.
Right. First anecdote that I only, like, Keanu Reeves, your anecdote about him when you worked at the bookstore.
Yes.
Is he would call you ahead of time.
Every Wednesday.
Like, Mr. Reeves, what'd he say?
He would say, hello, this is Mr. Reeves. I'm on my way to get my books. And
and what were his books?
Sudoku puzzles.
I love that he called those books.
Yes.
Wow.
Sudoku puzzles. And he would get like one novel as well. Because he has, like, I worked at Book Soup on the Sunset Strip, and he's been going there for as long as I've been alive.
He lives in WeHo, I think.
Like, Yeah, I think it must be near where he lives.
Because he's seen a lot in that area.
Yeah, yeah.
He's so
what are these collected works?
Yes.
Okay, so I tweeted that out 2 weeks ago, and people started responding with their... I mean, there's been a lot of people in Los Angeles who have close encounters of the Keanu kind. So here are some of my favorites. User at Levi Harris said, "My stepdad built him a custom motorcycle, and as a thanks, he came over and enjoyed a home-cooked meal with my parents." So that's one very...
He's just like, I bet Keanu's just weeping at the table. He's like, "Is everything okay, Mr. Reeves?"
He's like, "I just haven't had a home-cooked meal in 30 years.
I just kind of missed this."
This is my favorite one. This is from at @Elise_wisdom. He came into the ArcLight once when I was working there, movie theater. Wore his motorcycle helmet inside, took it off, bought his ticket from me, asked about the soup, then put the helmet back on and went to the snack bar. He was seeing Vicky Cristina Barcelona.
So he walked into the theater with a motorcycle helmet on.
Daft Punk mode.
Took it off because I think maybe he doesn't want people to bug him, but he was just like, one for Vicky Cristina.
Yeah, and then just puts it back on.
Does he lift the visor? Does he kind of half take it off?
I didn't have the
one for Vicky Cristina.
Yes, about the soup and a movie theater.
I work at the ticket counter. You got to go to the overpriced bar, sir, for that.
Another one, I worked at a hotel in Toronto, and he would sometimes have cupcakes for breakfast. There's an old story that about an actor. Okay, so Keanu Reeves, an actress who is now very famous, but this was before she was just doing bit parts. No one knew who she was. Her car, something happened with her car. She had to pull over in the side of the road and like get her car physically pulled over. And this happened in front of some restaurant in LA. And who comes up? But Keanu is like, "Oh, I'll help you." And he pulled the car to the side of the road with her, and it was Octavia Spencer.
I knew it. Yes.
Wow.
I remember when I read that story, I was like, holy shit, this guy is the best.
And then the final one that favorite celebrity story is a Keanu Reeves story. He was going home with a woman on his motorcycle. He pulled up in front of a 7-Eleven, turned to her and said, "Get whatever you want."
Wow.
Which is my fucking dream.
Oh my God.
Isn't that
That is incredible.
That also,
think
all
about
I've ever
his feminist icon qualities too.
Yes.
The movie counts.
Yeah.
He has been in more movies directed by women than really any major actor
combined.
Yes.
Yeah.
Will Smith has zero. I think Tom Cruise has one zero.
Everyone talks about like action stars during their heyday. And I'm like, you know, back at that same time, Keanu was doing these and we took him completely for granted. Point Break, great movie. Mm-hmm. Anybody who says otherwise or thinks it's aged
and
like
they're simply wrong.
Completely. Couldn't agree more.
I'm an FBI agent. Man, remember Point Break Live?
Yeah.
Did you ever go?
I didn't, but one of my friends actually got picked to be Keanu.
Got to be Johnny Utah? Fuck.
Yeah.
Man, I used to go. I'm like, please make me Johnny Utah. Never got to be Johnny
Utah. Yeah, I missed it. By the time, right when it wrapped, I was like, fuck, I should have gone.
Yeah. For people who don't know, Breakpoint Live.
Breakpoint?
Was a live show where people were reenacting the movie, basically, line for line. And they always just got a random person from the audience to play Keanu because, like, he can't act.
And you can still probably find it on YouTube. There's a clip of somebody saying the "I'm an FBI agent" and seeing the entire place lose their fucking mind, like screaming it along. And the cast was so fun. I saw that video. The cast was like having fun jumping around too.
Good times. Good times to be had there.
So he deserves love. He is a sweet, kind angel. Mm-hmm. He has soup at the movies. And he truly, I would like in the, you know, in the worldwide mythos for Keanu Reeves anecdotes to supplant Bill Murray anecdotes.
Yeah, I was about to say, right.
Because I think I've talked about this on the show before. I cannot stand Bill Murray anecdotes.
Yep.
Stay at
it's
home.
It's the same four ones.
It is, yeah. No,
it's
no,
always,
it's,
you're never going to believe this.
And they're all very invasive and weird.
Yes,
and
like, I agree.
Keanu is just existing in the world and helping when people need it.
Yeah,
he's
if Keanu Reeves shows up at your apartment party, it's not because he just busted in the door and was like, "What's up?" It's because he was probably sobbing on the stoop of the building. Yep. Someone said, "Hey, are you all right, man?" He's like, "I'm good, man. Just looking for love." And they're like, "Hey, you want to come to a party?" And he's like, "Sure."
I'm so glad you said the Bill Murray thing. I always think about that too. I'm like, none of this sounds whimsical at all. No, and he's like eating it
gross,
up.
Gross. And he's also a woman beater. So I just don't stand him at all. They're look it up.
Look it up.
Yeah, he's bad. Not a fan. Don't like him. I'll do it. I'll cancel him on the Daily Zeitgeist.
No, don't.
Oh no.
Don't cancel him.
I just think that Keanu, I mean, it checks. I understand why people like Bill Murray anecdotes, but these ones check
these
all
real.
The same boxes. Yeah. And it's from a nicer person. Well,
and he like gave all his Matrix money to the crew. Do you know about that? He made like 100.
That might be a myth, though.
I thought he said in an interview recently where he's like, I wish that wasn't public information. It wasn't supposed to be public information. But
really?
Apparently, yeah, he made like over $100 million from all three Matrixes combined, and he kept like, I think 25% of it or something.
Yeah, and he's like, what am I going to do with it? It's not like I have a family.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're like, you know what, dude? Just forget it. You keep the money. Yeah. I can't stand you, man. You're always fucking emoing it up around me.
Yeah.
He makes emo look fucking good.
I wonder if the other reason is like, he's just so emo. And people like, dude, honestly, like Keanu's a good guy, but like he always makes the conversations about him and his loneliness. And it's kind of a drain, but whatever.
Well, also, I'll say, hopefully this doesn't bring the conversation down too much. He, you know, his fiance, I believe, I don't think they were officially married yet, passed away when she was eight months pregnant with his kid.
Yeah, well, that's too sad to say
I'm sorry,
podcast.
Guys. Yeah, I just, but also, like, at this point, if he wants to live a solitary life,
yeah.
Like, that's a choice, and fine. You know?
Whatever, you know, Keanu.
I want him to have whatever it is he
Whatever you want. Let us know. Keanu Reeves, you're listening. Tell us what you need. We will get it for you.
I love you, Keanu.
In conclusion,
I love you so much.
Bill Murray is a domestic abuser who told his wife he was lucky he didn't kill her.
Is that what he said?
Yep.
I think I saw you typing in your computer.
Find the receipt. Yeah.
What?
Yeah. In the details of his divorce, there is a lot of shit.
Well, yeah. And also those Bill Murray stories, those just operate on the mythos and the celebrity of it. It's not about him doing anything necessarily like cool. It's like, oh my God, what a kind God for him to come down to the mortal level.
If anyone else did what he did, they would just be an intrusive alcoholic and someone would call the police.
Right.
Yeah.
And when he leaves, he's like, did it again. You know, like that's, you can totally tell that's his, like, he's like, yeah.
I'm still got that cool uncle quality.
Yeah, he wants to make sure he's still that version of whatever people have.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's like, all right, good. The brand is there for another month.
Right. Well, Keanu, my heart
love you, buddy.
Is with you.
Your heart will go on.
Really quickly, I also just want to talk about Whitney Houston. Because since her death in 2012, her estate has been very reluctant to do any kind of business regarding her estate and her likeness or catalog, all of that. But that is all changing because her former manager and executor of her estate, who was also her sister-in-law, has announced that they're doing a deal with Primary Wave Music, and they're a company that specializes in making money off of iconic music catalogs. And they also like do stuff to like, they want to help rehab her image since the years leading up to her passing were not the most beneficial to her legacy.
Mm-hmm.
But the latest thing that they're doing now is making her a hologram. And I don't know. I mean, look, do what you got to do. Get those checks as long as you're doing it the right way. But the thing that really kind of struck me about this whole thing is that this is like a whole industry now.
Yeah.
That's based off of taking just old catalogs.
Yeah.
And like making as like generating as much content and business out of it like than other things. So
isn't there like a Billie Holiday or there's like I think a Billie Holiday
in Hollywood,
hologram show you can like see
Roy
like
Orbison.
Nearby. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like it's like I think even like Mozart. There's even people who like we've never seen on video.
That shit
we're not totally sure what they look like. Yeah.
This is a composite of Mozart performing.
Yeah.
Enjoy.
That's the guy from Amadeus, basically. Yeah. y'all remember him.
I don't really object to hologram. I mean, I've never been to one.
I saw the Tupac hologram.
You did?
Oh, yeah.
Live? You were there?
Oh, I was there.
Oh, my God.
Weekend two. Wow. I think it was the first year they started doing two weekends, and I went because we were like, West Side, we got to go. And it was funny. I saw a huge fist fight break out between Dodgers and Giants fans right in front of me, and I was like, yeah, beat his ass.
Love the Coachella. LA Coachella. Is there. Yeah.
Well, you know, when you get like the real like Tupac people who like grew up on that and you start seeing
that's
them, Dodger, San
Francisco
Giants gear, and that was already a very rough time in sports. Anyway, but that hologram was interesting It was in no way me being like, that's Tupac up there, but it's cool to, from 900 yards away, be like, oh, yeah, I see a little light there. That's Tupac. Cool.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it's, I'm not opposed to it.
Yeah, it wasn't even more that I brought it up because I'm like, this is appalling. It was more that this place, this like primary wave thing, they are all about just taking these huge names that aren't really making music anymore. So like Smokey Robinson, Def Leppard, Kenny Loggins, Paul Anka.
Kenny Loggins. Yeah, I love that that
was. Paul Anka, who I thought was the dog from Gilmore Girls. I didn't know that was a dude.
You know that was a man?
Didn't know because I don't watch the show enough. And I'd just be like, who the fuck is Paul Anka? Because, you know, Her Majesty watches all the time. Yeah. He's like, that's the dog. And I'm like, okay. And then I saw him like, oh, that's a singer. Anyway, but they basically have been raising a lot of money because like asset managers and like state pension funds and investors are looking into this new business of getting into these catalogs because their whole thing is that like with streaming, the value of these songs has like it's become a very viable investment product.
Right.
Because a lot of people are like just listening to these older songs over and over and they're like, yo, new songs is not where it's at. Because those songs flame out really quickly, and they don't have the same kind of long-term like play life that these things have of like the Smokies of the world, the Whitneys of the world, the Roy Orbisons.
It's so crazy that now at like a wedding, if someone makes a Spotify playlist, people are getting royalties from someone's wedding.
Oh, right. That
That's what's happening here. Yeah. That's why they want to do it because they're like, oh, we can make money off this song just playing somewhere at a restaurant or something.
I wonder how much that falls into the conversation of just like reboot culture in general.
Yeah.
Right now, of like, I feel like it's like sort of the musical version of that of like, well, new artists and like new ideas aren't as profitable. So let's like literally bring people back from the dead or bring people out of retirement without. I don't know. I mean, I don't dislike it as much as I dislike, you know, like Disney reboots because I feel like this is like for a specific this is for a specific crowd but it is I'll have to cook on that.
Did you guys talk about the Disney thing this week, the Lion King trailer? It is so weird.
It's
they literally all just look all the lions look the same. One just has more hair than another
and like eyes are bigger.
I only
saw the teaser. I didn't watch the new one.
It's so crazy how what you're talking about. I cannot stand Disney doing this where they're like you know, it's like the things, the imagination that we used to have in these, we kind of took that out.
It's like, what if real lions talk?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I'm not as interested in that.
Yeah. My favorite one is Lady and the Tramp is just a JPEG of two dogs. And they're like, coming next year, two dogs. You're like, why the fuck would you?
Yeah.
We're going a step further to make it real. There's no dialogue because dogs don't talk.
Because dogs be barking. And I don't even have the energy to be mad about it. I'm like, yeah, you're going to make $1 billion and the water wars are in 10 years. Who cares? Yeah.
Wow. It's true.
I wish this is what First Reformed was about, like the ice caps melting, but also Disney remakes. Ethan Hawke is just a priest who's like, someone has to do something.
Something. Oh, well, Eli, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you again so much for having me. This was so fun.
Kicking off episode 85, The Year of Our Lord Olsberg.
Yes.
Where can people find you, follow you, support you?
At Eli Olsberg on all the socials.
Okay.
I have a podcast called Closure, the podcast that never ends, which Jamie has been on.
Yes.
I also have a podcast called Pod as a Woman that Jamie has also been on.
Pod as a Woman.
And those are all. Oh, and by the way, shout out to everybody from the last time I was on adding me at Twitter about the sneakers. Because remember, I had a Chuck 2 crisis.
Yes, you were looking for Chuck 2.
And,
Electric Boogaloo.
Yep. And I found them on GOAT under retail.
Oh, did someone put you onto that?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So, got them. Want to thank everybody. Today I'm wearing Jordan 1s.
Yes,
high tops.
You are. Very nice. Oh, thank you again.
Thank you.
With the sirens again. DJ Daniel approves.
So, thank you again for having me, guys. This was so fun.
Oh, it's always a good time. What's the tweet you like?
Tweet I like this week. Yes. Let me pull it up on my phone. It is from a very funny person on Twitter named Bridger W. That's Bridger_W. And the tweet he wrote, and this is a good one because of the Keanu conversation, is... I want the climax of the next John Wick movie to take place in the lobby of a Hampton Inn.
Oh,
that's a good one. I loved it so much.
Them shits already look shot up.
I know. Yeah.
Hi. Hello.
Hello.
Is that me?
What?
Oh, okay. We'll go back to me.
What happened?
Oh,
I just had a brain fart.
Yeah. I was like, the pause. I was like, oh my God, does the podcast just end here on that note?
This is what happens. Jamie.
Yes.
First of all, thank you.
Listen, I'm no Jackie O, but I do my best.
Well, some might say, you are. Some might say, you're even better.
I'm Marilyn.
Some might say you're worse. The opinions span the entire spectrum.
Wow. Guys, for please me, sound off in the comments and let me know how you feel so I can go bury myself alive.
I'm going to sound off on my comment. Always an honor to pod with you, Jamie.
Wow. Thank
Yes. I love having Jamie on.
You're making it sound like people hate when I'm on.
No.
You're like, listen, it's controversial, but I don't care that you care.
It's not controversial at all to me. If I had my way, we'd have our own show. Where we talk about fucking IKEA. Oh, wow.
We're manifesting.
Should we do a show where we just go to IKEA and we just have a conversation over a plate of meatballs?
Yeah, we can always invite someone over. People of IKEA podcast. That'd be so fun. You'd be like, we got some free meatballs. You want some meatballs? They're not poison. Let's talk.
Everyone, we start off. It's everyone gets $15 to spend at the food court. And we come back and we go, what you got? What you got?
That'll go called, far.
What you got?
And subscribe to the Patreon where you guys walk the IKEA track and talk.
Yeah. Right? Like these people are always in here with the recording equipment. Full sound guy with like a boom.
Yeah.
Anyway, where can people find you and follow you and love you and support you?
You can find me on Twitter at Jamie Loftus Help or Instagram at Jamie Gray Superstar. And listen to the Bechdel cast.
Great.
Yeah.
Is there a tweet that you like?
Yes. My friend Jordan Seals just tweeted this moments ago. It was her review of the movie Ma. And her entire review is, why lust after Luke Evans when Allison Janney is right there? 1 star. This is great. That's at Jordan, Jordayen.
Very, very, very good spelling.
Miles, where can we find you?
Thank you so much. I was hoping why you would ask me that.
Yeah.
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Miles of Gray. Now, what's a tweet I like, you ask?
Yeah, hold on, Miles. What is a tweet that you like?
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Allow me to answer. First of all, shout out to Melissa Jordan at Pygmy Hippie, who just suddenly said, fuck, now this song is back in my brain. Santa, Santa, Santa University.
Yes!
Because I haven't thought of that song in a few months.
Well, that's on you. It's Christmas in July is coming up.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay, another tweet I like from Dan White, whose at Dan White. Skinned my taint and shattered my tailbone trying to slide down a fancy banister while playing Butler Brigsby at a murder mystery party. Everyone figured out I was the murderer while I was cleaning my bleeding ass in the bathtub.
He's so funny.
Dan, come on.
You did it again, my friend.
I think this person, he's in Chicago, right?
Yeah.
Man, he should. If you're in LA, at Dan White, and if you listen, I don't know if you do, please
scoot on over.
Please come
here.
True all the way to the front.
Here.
You can find us at Daily Zeitgeist on Twitter, at The Daily Zeitgeist on Instagram. We have a Facebook fan page. And just so you know, The Daily Zeitgeist is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the radio of iHeartRadio app, or podcast wherever you listen to yourself. You know what I'm saying? Okay, good. Correct. We also have a daily we have a website.
What? Website?
www.dailyzeitgeist.com. Where you can find our episodes and our footnotes.
Footnotes.
As well as the songs we write out.
Hey, Miles, what is the songs we write out on today?
Songs we write out on today?
I've got to know. What's the songs?
You know what I want to do is actually a song by this young rapper, YBN Cordae. And the track is Have Mercy. Pretty good song. And this young fella's got bars, as they say. And I like the production. And, you know, I just hope you all enjoy it. A little background about this dude. He's from Maryland, I believe.
Oh.
Yeah, part of the YBN crew. So just, you know, check him out. I guess that's it.
All right. Well, Miles, it's been done again.
It's been done again.
Hey.
See you at Bennigan's.
There's going to be another episode of this show.
Yo, you like Bennigan's?
Love Bennigan's.
What is Bennigan's? Right. Is that Bennigan's? Golf?
Woo! No. You is know it Bennigan's? Golf? The restaurant?
No. Oh, man. The Monte Cristo at Bennigan's?
Yeah.
Used to fuck my whole body up.
Yeah. Whoa. It's so unhealthy, but so right.
Yeah. Is there, Zygang, are there no more Bennigan's?
I think there might be a few, but they're like, none in California as far as I know.
Fuck. There used to be one in Encino I used to go to all the time. First time I had it, though, was in Coral Gables, Florida.
Meet me at the Encino's Bennigan's?
You are? Yeah, my friend's brother used to own a strip club, and we used to go there. The first time I had Bennigan's, we're trying to end the show. Here I go with an old anecdote. I was 18 years old. We went to the strip club, and the bouncers there, these two dudes, they always ate Bennigan's. And one time they were like, hey, we're ordering from Bennigan's. What the fuck is Bennigan's? Puts the menu in front of me. I'm like, what do I get? He's like, you want the Monte Cristo? I had it. Whoa. My life was changed.
I alternated between that and the chicken fingers and fries.
Wow.
Those were my two. Yep. Those were good for my heart, good for my soul.
Yep.
Doctors might say otherwise, but I disagree.
You call them doctors, I call them haters. Yeah. And on that, we will see y'all tomorrow because it is a daily show. Bye.
Bye.
Sweet Lord, please have mercy. Baby Jesus, please save us. I know I used up my three favors. Back to center like a week later. New car, speed racer, copper crib, need acres. Most of all, we all need prayer. Karma coming, beware. I don't know where I'm going, but I hope I'm on the right path. Life will hit you with a light jab. Mike Tyson, strike back. You niggas going out, slight sad. Boy, I'm all about my bag. New drip, I grab. I just wanna get my life back. It's no complaining on this side. My nigga shit is not tolerated. Cause some niggas off like an operation. Now my team way more consolidated. Sweet presidential, that's inauguration. Cause we cooking crack like Ronald Reagan. Chip on my shoulder, boy, I'm not for waiting. Divine timing took a lot of patience. Now it's time for the take.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Cause Hulu has new stuff all the time. Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at CedarPoint.com.